Jason's alive. He killed my friend, now he's coming for me.
It's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doing the biggest stay here.
Never come back again.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Return to Camp Blood. I'm your host, Nathan Barker, and also joining me is co-host Eric Walford.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And also joining us tonight is guest host Vincent DeSanti, the producer of the upcoming Friday fan film Never Hike Alone, which our regular listeners will recognize him from being on some prior episodes. So just like to say a big thanks for joining us, and how are you doing tonight, Vin?
Of course. Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm happy to be here to talk about the game.
Awesome. Well, as many of you Friday fans know, the highly anticipated Friday the 13th video game was released last Friday, May 26th. And now that it has been out for nearly a week, I figured we could discuss the game and our own experiences with it. As the gamers are already aware, there have been issues with the servers and some players not being able to sign on as much as others, if at all, over the weekend. So some have had a chance to play more than others. But we're not here to discuss the servers or any of the tech issues tonight, but just the overall game experience for us diehard Friday fans. Now, I cleared my schedule for the game's release, and over the past 5 days, I've played about 8 to 10 hours a day. So currently, I have somewhere between, I'm guessing, between 40 and 50 hours, somewhere in that range. And my first thoughts into the first few minutes of the game were basically just, you know, how cinematic it is. I mean, it's so suspenseful. Beautiful. And awesome with the classic Harry Manfredini score that we were very looking forward to. I mean, we knew what he brings. We knew what it was going to be like, having seen some of the trailers. And in general, it obviously takes a while to get used to controllers and settings, et cetera, et cetera. But that was my first thought was, wow, you know, that classic Friday feeling with the music. That was just my thoughts without getting into really any gameplay, just, you know, walking around and, you know, hearing the sounds and, you know, not really knowing what to expect. You know, I've seen the trailers, but, you know, you hear the sounds and Jason approaching and the music growing and getting more suspenseful. And that was my first thoughts, you know, like I said, without knowing anything else, just walking around and checking shit out. I was just like, wow, this is going to be a classic Friday fun game. Now, Eric, I don't know how much you've had a chance to play since we didn't really get a chance to play together much over the weekend, but what were your thoughts just within your first few minutes of play yourself?
Well, I wish I would have been able to play more. Of course, it's Memorial Weekend, and we've got family south of here. But I was up at basically when it was released early in the morning hours of Friday and played all the way until Saturday. And at first glance, I couldn't help but to see how cinematic it is. It's even awesome being a bystander watching the game. It's like we get a Friday movie, and it's odd. I loved it. There have been issues, and I didn't expect absolute perfection. I expected the ability to update and get stuff fixed more so than the initial release without like the hard disk or anything like that. And I mean, just thumbs up everywhere. I mean, great job, guys at Illphonic and Gun Media for doing what no one else has before.
Oh, absolutely. Big thumbs up to them. You know, obviously there were some issues, and you know, the one thing that I will say about that without really discussing it any further is, and it's just like we discussed earlier, it really kind of says something when you have that much of an overload that, you know, how many people actually are wanting to play and how many fans are out there. So to have the issues, it's almost like, it's almost kind of like a wow. You know, if I were them, it would almost be something where I felt, you know, proud that my product, you know, drew that many people in unexpectedly, you know, basically more than double what they thought that it was. But then again, on the other hand, it creates you serious work to do to play catch up. But it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you kind of got to think about it that way too. And I think a lot of fans, after they stepped back and looked at the big picture, they probably understood, you know, yeah, I mean, you can look at numbers and you can project, you know, how many you think are going to play, but then all of a sudden, boom, you know, there's more than double. And things happen with the technology side of it that, like I said, we're not here to discuss that. It is what it is. So, but yeah, you know, definitely cinematic. I mean, it does kind of feel like you're basically in a movie. And like you said, as a spectator, I have to agree. And watching the trailers, I kind of thought that's how it would be once the game rolled out is, you know, even if you're over at a friend's house and they're playing or something, you're just as entertained as they are. But yeah, Vin and I have had a chance to play together quite a bit over the last 4 or 5 days. I mean, many, many hours. And we had some good group matches going. We've had plenty of connections and people playing. And we had a full house, you know, on most matches, you know, at least 7 or 8 people. So him and I have quite a bit of experience with it. So, but before that, Vin, what were your first thoughts within the first few minutes? Were they similar to ours or what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right in the boat with you guys. I found it as a very immersive experience, especially when you're watching alongside. You know, I had a lot of fun because we were playing in private matches, and in private matches, you're allowed to watch Jason. And I was having a lot of fun after I died, just kind of watching Jason walk around and hunt people down, the thrill of the chase. It really does feel like, you know, it feels like you're watching that movie, but you're cheering your friend on. I mean, everybody's on the headsets, and everyone's kind of like yelling at each other, and screaming and running off in different directions and panicking. And, you know, you're calling to each other across the map. And, you know, it's just so much fun. And like, you know, I think a little bit different from other games, like if you play like a GTA or something like that, like there's so much teamwork involved here and there's so much communication involved, but it can also set you back because Jason can hear you. So it's a lot of fun in that sense of style of gameplay and making it feel like a Friday the 13th movie. You know, I think that the goals for the counselors are fun. You know, you either start the car, get in the boat, or, you know, escape with the cops. Each comes with its own, like, strategy and style to get in the car. I mean, Nathan, you know, we've had some fun times where we've all gotten in the car and Jason is morphing back and forth on the road. We're driving in reverse and we're driving forward and we're trying to turn around. And, you know, everyone's in the car and the people in the car can't really do anything. They're at the will of the driver. And all of that is, you know, as you're sitting in a dark room with your headset on and, you know, the only thing you see is, like, the tunnel vision they put you in with the music blaring. It makes you feel like you're in a Friday the 13th movie, and that's why we all invested in this game. That's why we all bought this game.
We definitely had some fun times with that. I would say that's probably the most fun I've really ever had online gaming was over the weekend. Obviously, when you have a group of people that you know and you can communicate, you know, with the headsets. Obviously, we figured out real quick that you have to mute Jason, otherwise he's going to show up and kick your ass immediately from people giving away spoilers. But, you know, that's kind of a nice advantage for the Jason character too, is, you know, just have to learn if you're going to leave the audio open, just not to say too much to give it away. But then again, it's hard to communicate what you need to communicate with the others if you do that. So then we obviously started, you know, muting Jason. And I think that kind of helped out because then we were able to say, you know, whatever the hell we wanted to. And, you know, like you said, getting in the car and getting in the boat. And yeah, there were some pretty cool times where, you know, like you said, driving in reverse and or being in the boat. You know, there was a time where I took someone out. They were in the boat and I was able to get them from the water. So I thought that was pretty cool that Jason was actually fast enough to catch him in the boat. But yeah, we had some really good matches in there. I mean, countless matches, actually. And, you know, you're voting for Jason to win and you're cheering on, you know, the counselors, too. And it's just so much fun. And the few matches that I played online, you know, with the public, it was just like, yeah, this is still kind of fun, but it's just not the same. I'd much rather play with my friends and my connections online than, you know, listening to, you know, probably 13-year-old kids, you know, just talking shit. It's just not... It's just not near as fun as, you know, playing in the private matches with your friend.
Yeah, no, it's something to be said when you're playing with your friends. And I think, like, when I have played in the quick matches and things like that, I've definitely – it's definitely a different experience because you don't know – you know, there's different peoples at different levels, so you don't know if they know the game well or they just might be a jerk. And so sometimes you got to play with a jerk in your squad, and you got to listen to them talk shit while you're trying to run around and collect a battery or something. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's the most fun when you're playing with the people you know with because you can pick on each other in, like, a great way and have a lot of fun. I mean, we've laughed really, really hard playing this game, like, for so many different reasons. And, you know, that's the one thing I've noticed is that, like, when we're playing, like, I can tell that we're all enjoying it and everyone's having a good time. And, you know, I think that's definitely the theme of it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, for those that haven't had a chance to play it that much, you know, if you have enough connections, I know some people, they only bought the game, you know, or bought a PS4 just to play the game, so they might not have as many connections as others do in the online community. But to me, that's just simply where it is, and it's a shame that Eric missed out on some of the matches that we had this weekend. But yeah, I mean, obviously it was a holiday weekend. People had things going, but we're going to get you in there with some of them. We've got a few others that haven't really had a chance to hop on much either. So we'll definitely make up for that with you.
Well, I mean, I can see that, but someone like me, I am one of the people that bought a PS4 solely because of the video game. If you guys want to play the game with myself or Nathan or Vincent, let us know. If it's something you guys want to do, we'll do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, if anybody wants to message in with your gamer tags, we can go ahead and add you. You know, that's no problem. Like I said, depending on your time zone, because we figured that out real quick. We had a lot of people in the matches that were from different time zones, so they'd have to hop off. You know, it might be late for them or, you know, just whatever. So, you know, with people playing all over the world, you know, all over the country, that's obviously a factor in trying to get your private matches, you know, squared away. But yeah, I mean, whoever wants to link up, you know, feel free to drop us your gamer tags and we'll all hook up and play. I've had a chance to play with a bunch of the fans over the weekend too. And it's just been, you know, just exciting. And I've just had a great time with it. And I'm looking forward to more of it.
I was going to say, how do you guys have enjoyed playing as Jason?
Well, my first thought with Jason was, damn, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And that was probably at first because obviously, you know, Jason can't run as fast as the counselors. So it's like, you know, even part three or part two, Jason, and it's like, damn. And then you figure out the shifting capabilities and you get the morphing figured out and the timing and everything. And then it's like, it doesn't matter now. Once you get that down, it was like, okay, it was a lot harder than I thought at first, but once I figured those out, it was not an issue. So yeah, you know, I have just as much fun, I think, playing with either one because, you know, obviously it's fun to beat Jason, you know, and escape and, you know, or make it to the police or, you know, just whatever. But yeah, I'm kind of, either way, I'm cool with either one at this point. Now, I might change my mind later and say I like Jason better, but at this point, I'm fine with playing either.
I know that that's what they intended to do from the get-go. And, you know, do you know how rare it is for people to deliver on their promises? I mean, really. And they did from the get-go. That's so impressive, and that's just integrity. What I have played has just been so phenomenal. I've not ventured over to the private party. So I've been with the masses, and I'm so glad. It's frustrating from that perspective, but these guys, it blew up. I'm just so happy for them, you know? I'm as happy with this as I am a Friday movie.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, it was so highly anticipated, you know, 2 years in the making or however long it was exactly. I'm thinking it's been right about 2 years. So very highly anticipated and very cinematic. And they did do a great job. You know, people are going to complain. I've seen all the complaints online and some people would complain if their fucking ice cream was cold. I don't really take into consideration a lot of those complaints because I look at it objectively. And this is not a Rockstar Games creation. This is not a huge backing. You know, this is a small company, and I think for what they had to work with, I think they did a good job with it. You know, there's some things that I could say that I'm not real pleased with, but either way, I still have a game that I think is fun to play. So, you know, some of the little things that I wish they would change or would have made different or just whatever, I'm still not upset with because I'm still having a blast playing it regardless. There is the authenticity there. Regardless if you don't like the graphics, you have the authenticity of the campsites and the different maps. You have the authenticity of the character itself and just some cool shit there. So, you know, the complaints, I just don't really take much into consideration with those. I've got my own opinions and I'm going to play and have fun with it regardless. So
how about being Tommy fucking Jarvis? The shit that you can do that it's attached now, they are missing one vital, and I can't stress this enough, vital things they are missing from a Friday movie, or game rather, the one and only. And I have not seen any reference to him as of yet.
Crazy Ralph? There's a reference to him.
Where? I've not seen.
You got to outside of one of the cabins. I can't remember. I think Stillwater in one of the ones where everyone's Stillwater. But there's a bike resting outside one of the cabins.
Yeah, there is.
Every time I run by it, I always think about that. I'm like, oh, it's Crazy Ralph's back. I know where I am.
I
Gotta
want to
find
hear
it.
that.
That's...
I'm doomed.
Oh, you want to hear him? That would be fun.
Or
yeah, that would
seen
be
as
cool.
A prophet of doom instead of just Jason getting hacked, or excuse me, instead of Jason hacking a Rob Deere looking guy,
have Crazy Ralph come in
Ralph
and tell them we're all doomed.
You're all doomed.
That would be funny.
What's that you say? That is hilarious.
Yeah, that would have been cool if they could have fit that in. Obviously, we have the voice of Mrs. Voorhees, so to have the Crazy Ralph voice, yeah, that would have been a good throwback as well. But, you know, you can't complain either way. You know, they did have that Easter egg in there, if you want to call it that. I do recall the bike itself, and, you know, that crosses your mind. But when you don't actually see a physical reference of the character itself or hear the reference, I see what you mean by that. But some of the other Easter eggs, I mean, I'm sure you guys have noticed some of them. There's, you know, one I noticed the other day that I thought was really cool was the newspaper stack that throws a shout out to Mario Kerner from the Props Museum for lending some reference, you know, to help get the details on some of the stuff in the game. So I thought that was pretty cool.
There's a lot of good stuff. I saw, you know, I've seen like small things like Teddy's hat, you know, in a couple of places you see the Book of the Occult on some of the desktops. There's, you know, there's stuff sprinkled from everyone and everywhere. And it's just, what's amazing to me is the detail on the houses and, you know, the Packenack Lodge and Camp Crystal Lake and the way they got the bathrooms right and the way they got all those buildings right. It's crazy to kind of walk around and then like actually see inside of it, not from a film's perspective, but actually you yourself walking around and seeing what the set was meant to look like. I think that's a really cool feature for, you know, diehards of the series from the films. You know, you have a chance to kind of look around sometimes during the game, like, yeah, Jason's chasing you, but you stop and you take a moment to look around. I mean, while we've been playing private matches, we've stopped just to knock Jason's mask off, just to walk around Jason and look at the way that they've modeled the clothing.
And yeah, you know, just like you mentioned with the knocking of the mask off, that's another thing, Eric, that you can do in the private matches is it might be cheating or whatever you want to call it, but you can be like, hey, stop. And, you know, let me knock your mask off and not be able to get, you know, a machete shoved up your ass for doing that. So you get to do some of the cool things, or you might have a time where you say, all right, you know, everybody just, you know, don't do anything. Just, hey, we want to check this out. You know, everybody wants to walk around and look at Jason unmasked, or, you know, and when we first started playing, it's, you know, don't kill anyone. Don't do anything. You want to run around and check shit out a little bit. So that's been the beauty with the private matches. And especially if you want to kill Jason, which I've actually done, and some of the other people in my group, they've made it happen too. But that's going to be hard as hell to do in a regular match. You know, in a private match, you can organize everybody and make it happen. And I'm sure there's been a ton of other people out there that have done it, but that's pretty badass. And I mean, you want to talk about cinematic when you kill Jason like that. And, you know, I don't
spoilers.
See. Yeah, I'm not throwing out any spoilers. I'm just saying it is very cinematic, and I'm just saying it will be completely very difficult to get that done in a regular match. I don't really see, really at this point, I don't see how that's going to happen in a regular match, because there's a lot of things involved and you really would have to have cooperation or somebody that is just so inexperienced playing the game and a bunch of experienced counselors. That might be the only way you can make it happen.
Yeah, it takes a real group effort because so many things have to go right.
Yeah, and even with everyone in cooperation, the first time that I did it, you know, it took us two or three times. You know, you're not necessarily going to get it right on the first time. I don't want to give any spoilers away, but it's after you do it once, then it's like, oh, okay, now I know exactly what to do. But if you don't have others involved with you that know what to do, you can have somebody mess it up and then you have to start all over again. So it's a cheating way to get the hero badge for killing Jason, but it is what it is. I don't care. I wanted to see what it was like and had a group that was willing to do that, so we made it happen.
I was just in a private match where I was Jason, and they were trying to team up to pull that off, and I got them right in the middle of it. Like, they were all kind of banding together, and I just morphed right in the middle of them and grabbed Tommy Jarvis and killed them right there, and I was like, enough of that. None of
nice.
This.
Yeah. Yeah, another thing I wanted to talk about too that we had a couple pretty cool things with in our matches, Vin, and that's the glitching. You know, a lot of people, you know, obviously that is what it is. And I'm not a tech guy. I don't know if that's something that's being caused by the servers. I really don't know what causes that. Not really here. Yeah, I'm not, you know, not to debate that or anything. But for right now, if it's something that might get cleared up later, then so be it. But for right now, in our matches, we've had quite a bit of glitching. Now, whether that be a character that's just stuck in position, just, you know, doing 360s or your screen's froze, or we've had players that were like half the body is stuck through the floor and the legs are above the floor and the legs are stuck, you know, below. But just to discuss, you know, how funny some of the glitches have actually been. I've seen some of the videos that people put on YouTube and it's like, wow, that's just hilarious. You know, Vin and I have had a couple really funny ones. There was one where my character actually, I went to get out from underneath a bed, and then all of a sudden my character is walking around with his head basically on the ceiling and doing laps around the room. And then Jason comes in and can't get me because I'm too high up. And I think Vin had that happen where his character did that above a campsite. The character was just walking around in circles above the campsite with the feet basically kind of at the top of Jason's head, and Jason couldn't reach the character. And
running out on the lake and everything, and it's
pretty
fun. And you like start to go in like this slide mode where there's no interaction with the, so you're just kind of, it's almost like running on ice. So if you run and stop, keep kind of going for a little bit because there's no intersection, nothing stopped. So
yeah, those were,
you know,
pretty
it's
funny.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, like, I'm sitting there going, well, at least I'm gonna live this round, and this is kind of funny. And you kind of get chasing this flying person around, and that's what I'm saying. Like, we're all sitting around there watching this because you got everyone else spectating, and then Jason's the last person. We're all laughing together, laughing at it, and kind of being like, yeah, whatever. Like, this is what it is right now, but, you know, enjoy it while it lasts. It's almost as entertaining as if it was working perfectly.
Oh, for sure. And I think the best one that I've seen so far, just in my own experiences, not with some of the funnier videos that are out there with some that others have had, but then had one where he had killed Tommy Jarvis, and the Tommy Jarvis character, you know, disappears off the floor, but the person controlling Tommy is able to just continue walking around, and the vantage point from their screen was it was basically a ghost of Tommy Jarvis. So we were able to coordinate, you know, Vin as Jason, and able to coordinate basically the ghost of Tommy. And Vin was actually able to reach out and grab this invisible character, which I think somebody got it recorded, but was able to reach out and grab this invisible character and get the kill on him again. So it was basically like the other kill didn't even happen, but it was the strangest thing because it's like he's dead, but then there's a ghost walking around, but you're able to get the ghost of Tommy Jarvis. So I don't know if that's happened with anybody else, but we killed the ghost of Tommy.
And, you know, a lot of that, and other than latency, servers, and you're going to have some software issues. There's no doubt about it, but that's an easy patch, a very easy patch, especially for those guys. And so it's just waiting. I mean, it's all just a waiting game. Enjoy it while you can, because if they're doing funny things, then enjoy it while it lasts, because, I mean, that really is just a simple software fix, and I don't think there's anything that those guys haven't. Their media team's been so awesome on social media, on Twitter, Twitch, Steam. How many different platforms are they promoting on? And it's a Friday the 13th game. If it were done on a high budget, something like a Call of Duty, I mean, seriously, would that really be Friday the 13th? I mean, I don't think it would be. I think that would get, there's something about being a backer and having this game as part of our contributions, you know? And I mean, I can see past a lot of the errors. I've heard a lot of people gripe and get whiny, and that's old. But I don't see how you could say this. There's no way that you could just be like, oh, this game sucks, unless you're just that stubborn. And if that's the case, well, you're a rock anyway, and there's not any use of trying to get through to you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know all the tech stuff. You know, I do understand internet speeds can affect things, and, you know, the servers obviously affect things. But, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of trouble. You know, there was a time the Friday afternoon I did have some problems there, and I already knew that there was a boom going on, and I just came back to it later and then didn't have any problems, you know, throughout the evening. The only time I really had an issue, I think, was Saturday evening. There was about an hour where I couldn't get back on, and everybody else in my group was still playing. So once I was able to get back on, everything went pretty smooth, and everything's been pretty smooth from there. And I've seen people posting and personal friends, you know, talking that they weren't even able to get on all weekend, you know, which is unfortunate. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, location didn't really seem to play an effect in it. It was just kind of either you're in or you're out. So, you know, for those that were affected all weekend, you know, I feel for you, but you waited a couple years for it. You know, what's a few more days? Because some people that even were playing, you know, like we've said, you know, the quality of the gameplay hasn't been that great, you know, with the glitching and things like that. So, you know, it is what it is, but a few more days certainly wouldn't hurt you. I mean, it's worth the wait either way.
Yeah, I mean, and those guys down at the game were working all weekend trying to fix everything, and, you know, they were constantly posting updates. I remember the servers went down, you know, sometimes Saturday morning so they could reboot them up and get them, you know, to handle more users. So you're taking the steps, and I think that that's what's important, is that you see a company that's involved with their product, they're involved with their users, they answer the questions, they constantly give updates. You know, there's like a live stream going over there basically with their Twitter feed. You know, I think that that's kind of one of the best things, is that they're so involved and they're so, you know, dedicated to making this game as best as it could be. I definitely see that, and I can see that effort being put into this product, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to the things that they have in store. And, you know, I wish them the best of luck as they continue to fix the technical things and you know, and kind of weed everything out and smooth everything out. But in the meantime, you know, we're having fun, and they did a great job, and, you know, I couldn't really ask for anything more at this point.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a producer yourself, you know, or producers ourselves, we know what some of the backlash can be like, and, you know, kind of what it takes sometimes to rectify. You know, obviously our projects are different than theirs, and I can't even imagine, you know, some of the hate mail that they've received. But their social media presence, you're right, has just been awesome, and they've just been great with that. And, you know, if people just can't understand what's actually happening, you know, you have this small company that's, like I said, should be proud that they had more than double what they were originally anticipating. So what's a couple more days? I'd say, you know, do what you can do, and, you know, be proud that it had that many people to cause a server meltdown. You know, obviously that's not a good thing, but it's kind of a proud thing. It's kind of, I don't know, is that a double-edged sword? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Absolutely it is. It's a double-edged sword. It's something that we just got to live with.
Well, like I said, some things it is what it is. That's really all you can describe it as. And I know that some people, you know, cleared their schedules or might've taken time off specifically to play the game, and then they weren't able to. So they're disappointed. So then they're going to bash, you know, the guys at the game for it. And I get that. And I'd be frustrated too if I took, you know, two or three vacation days off to specifically play the game and then I couldn't. But such is life. You know, that's what happens. Things happen like that. So it's just one of those things where you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, most people like to get a little sad in the cold either. I mean, they'll be able to play, they'll be able to get up there. You know, it really just kind of stinked that people weren't able to participate this weekend. But like I said, like, you know, they're on our side. It's not like, it doesn't feel like when you get some of the larger games where, you know, it's this faceless company that just rolls it out, and they roll out updates when they want, and they do whatever they need to do and never really have that interaction. Like, you have that interaction now. And when you interact with the devs, you can choose to be civil or you can choose to be a dick. And no matter how upset you are, like, these are human beings. They, you know, people make mistakes or things get, you know, like they said, they made a miscalculation. They didn't think that this many people were going to be playing. So it was a catch-22, you know, they ended up, you know, tripling or, you know, quadrupling their number that they thought that they were going to have, which ultimately that many people playing and that much interest is just going to lead to more and more, you know, updates in the game and us getting more and more things and the reacher, you know, the reach level goals that we didn't get through Kickstarter. Maybe we see that because there's so many people, and if people can be patient, and, you know, once they get going, they're going to get fired up and they're going to get to play this game, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be worth it. The wait's going to be worth it because we're all having a lot of fun. And, you know, in a couple months, we start getting those new, you know, single player, whenever that rolls out, different, they do other updates, different maps, things like that. It's going to be interesting to see how this game evolves.
What's the latest news on Savini, Jason, on the PS4 platforms? And are other platforms having the Savini, Jason? Do you guys know?
I think Steam has Savini, Jason. I've definitely seen gameplay of Savini, Jason with Steam. PS4, I do not believe the codes have been out yet. The last update that I saw as of this podcast had them working on that. Basically, PS4 has to give a clearance for the codes to be active. And they haven't done that yet. So we're waiting on PS4 to approve the codes, and then they will become active. And I think it's the same thing on Xbox. So they were trying to fix up PS4 yesterday and then Xbox today.
Right on. I mean, I'm still anxiously anticipating playing it as Savini Jason. And it's just, I'm enamored by the amount of love and detail that went into this project. And I'm not kissing anyone's ass. If it were shit, I'd say it was shit. But, I mean, it's beautiful. I'm gobsmacked at it. And, yeah, kudos. I can't wait to play more.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and it'll be good to link up with some other people. And if you haven't had a chance to do the private match thing, you'll definitely appreciate that. You know, like I said, you don't have to listen to some of the other people talking shit online or, you know, whatever it is. Some of that can get a little annoying. You know, it's much better playing with people that you know. At least that's my thought on it. But let's talk about real quick. I mean, were there anything that you guys were, I don't know if I'd call it disappointed in? Were there things that you expected to see and didn't see? Or is there anything that you were just like, oh, I didn't really expect that? I mean, or maybe some things that you don't like about the game necessarily. Like for me, one thing that I've noticed, and I understand it, and it's just kind of weird at first when you watch it. Now it doesn't bother me so much, but at first when I seen Jason stunned, and then you see other counselors running up and beating the shit out of him, there's no reaction. And it was just like, you would think there'd be some kind of reaction with all these people standing around clubbing him while he's, stunned, but you don't get anything. So there's just little things like that throughout the game that kind of take a little bit to get used to. At least that's my, that's my outlook on it.
You know, it would be a cool fool's errand for them to have it to where once you have Jason stunned, you can keep pounding on him. And it be a fool's errand, and he jumps up and is an instant rage mode and can wipe you out. And does that, what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, there's so many different ways that they could have went with it, but when you see it happening for the first time, you're just kind of like, what's up with that? Like, they're standing there clubbing him, but he's just, standing there, and obviously you don't see stuff like that in the film, so it just kind of throws you off a little bit as far as, wow, that didn't do anything, to him. You would think it would at least, knock him down. And, obviously, even if they just stand there and keep clubbing him, he's just going to get back up anyway. But there's just little small details like that that kind of threw me off when I first seen him. Now I don't think anything about it, but it's just observations when you first start playing, I guess.
Yeah, I think the learning curve on the game is pretty steep to really get, functionally decent at the game. You're in one wrong place, and it's the difference between shutting the door on Jason and shutting the door on yourself and locking yourself outside with Jason. Like, things like that, constantly jumping through windows when I don't want to jump through windows. Don't get me wrong, user error probably 99% of the time, but there seems to be there's definitely a lot of ways where you can kind of, if you're standing in the wrong place, you're just sensitive on the controllers enough, you can hurt your character pretty bad and kind of set you apart. I would say that there's something to be said about some of the interactive between some of the things, like changing drawers. You'll kind of keep going back to the same drawer every now and then if you're just tilted the wrong way and if you overcorrect and things like that.
Yeah, and a lot of people say this seems to be, I don't know if I want to call it a complaint, but just a comment throughout a lot of the gameplay that I've been involved in is, holy shit, driving is hard as fuck.
Yeah, driving is very hard. I mean, the car is all over the road. It definitely makes it challenging. I've actually found it easier to drive in reverse, even though it's 10 times slower. It's like driving a monster truck with the rear wheels, but Yeah, driving's really hard. I've crashed a couple of times.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely hard to drive. There's no doubt about that. But hey, if they made it easy, then obviously you have to have some advantages, you know, for Jason. So I kind of get that. And one of the things that I'd like to mention just that cracks me the hell up is that's the characters' faces. Chad's face in the opening, and obviously some of the characters as they're running through the woods, they've just got like the craziest faces on them. And it's funny, but it's just kind of like it throws you off when you first see it. You're like, why the hell does he have that look on his face?
Yeah, no, those definitely, I mean, the animation there is definitely not where they put most of their time, I would say. I think that they got, but they spent a lot of, when you're working with, you know, the budget they had, and I'm sure that they were working, you know, you got to really pick and choose where you're spending your money. And I definitely can see where they have and they haven't. And I think that they, you know, for the most part, the game's not going to get that much better with better facial graphics or animation on those guys. Like, they definitely spend the money on Jason. He's awesome. We should probably talk about the kills in a little bit, but, you know, the kills are really good. You know, some of the stuff that happens in there, you know, there's little, you know, like we've been talking about, there's little technical things here and there. There's little surface interaction issues here and there. You see people passing through things or getting stuck in windows. But, you know, those are fixable. That's the good news, is those are actually pretty fixable items. It just takes some time for them to work on it. And I'm sure they're aware of it. And it just goes on the list. And then depending on priority, they'll get to it. But I can see these things slowly weeding their way out as the weeks go on. Once they get the servers all stabilized and things like that, we'll probably start to see the patches to help us with those types of things in the game.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm anxious to see, you know, the improvements. And, you know, it is what it is for now. We just have to deal with it. But, hey, at least we got the game. And
yeah.
You mentioned talking about the kills, and that's definitely something that we're going to talk about right before we close this out. So with the kills in mind, and, I mean, obviously you and I have played a lot, Vin, so we've seen a lot of them. But, Eric, I know you haven't had a chance to play as much. But I know you've seen the YouTube videos and the trailers and stuff out there. What are some of the better kills, in your opinion, that you've seen so far?
I have loaded three different kills that I... the jaw rip is phenomenal. And the head squeeze is phenomenal as well. And I just can't believe the graphics that they put in. It's like it almost hurts when you see some of them. You know, like the nut chop.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't particularly have a favorite yet. I don't know that I've actually seen all of them, but you know, some of them are very similar. So there is a lot of variations, but some of them are, you know, pretty similar. But one of the cooler ones that I personally like is the head in the fireplace. I think that's just awesome. So as of right now, if I had to pick a favorite one, I'd say that's probably it right now, because that's one of the less common ones. I mean, obviously, if you don't get them, you know, right there, right then, you know, you're not going to be able to pull that kill off. So I'd say that's probably right now my number one.
And it's so brutal, too, to see that. It's fucking brutal.
Yeah, the fire just picks up and keeps going. It's crazy.
Yeah. And of course, in private matches, if you want to try that, you know, you can just have your friend be like, you know, hey, step on over here. Let me do the fireplace kill on you, if they're willing to let you do that. And you can try out, you know, some of the environmental kills. You know, there's awesome environmental kills, you know, if you're close enough to anything, or if you have a friend, you know, that will let you just meet them somewhere and try it out. You know, that's always cool to do. But what are some of your favorites, Vin?
I'm definitely very thrilled with all of the Part 8 axe attacks. All three of them are in my repertoire. There's a jaw rip. There's one where he just goes berserker and just keeps chopping the person until he chops their head off. And then there's the axe throw, which is probably my favorite. I think the axe throw, it's just so much fun. And then you can see, I think, especially when you're in 8, and that is Kane's, you know, actual character, to see that. And, you know, I think 8 is like a little bit taller than the other Jasons too. I just really like his imposing presence in the game, and his kills are amazing. His like specific kills.
Yeah. I would have to say that from the gameplay that I've seen, you know, Part 8 seems to be, you know, pretty much the most badass stuff, you know, right now. And I don't understand why he's bigger than all the other characters, but you know, that's whatever. But yeah, he's pretty imposing. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, definitely a lot of fun to play him. And you know, the environment kills are fun. I saw a video the other day where you can put somebody in one of the chairs on the porch of Packanack Lodge and just like crush them in it, which is pretty cool. Like I hadn't seen that yet. So I think that's pretty interesting. And I think there's a lot more environment kills out there to be had that we haven't discovered.
Oh yeah, I'm sure of that. No doubt. But anyways, just moving on, you know, we've talked a little bit in general just about some observations and our own experiences. So let's go ahead and close this out by final thoughts. And Eric, I'll let you start first. Just final thoughts in general as of right now.
I mean, gameplay overall, everything that I could nitpick, and that's what I would be doing, this game is a solid 9.5 on any scale. And I'm so happy that some indie guys from Kentucky put it out and did so fucking well. And just kudos to all that were involved. And I'm happy to have supported you guys along the entire way. Thank you.
Awesome. Ben?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say the same thing in a way that, you know, I was a backer at this from the beginning, and I'm very proud that I, you know, put my money into this. And, you know, 2 years later, I'm sitting here with a game that I can play, and it's the game that I was hoping for. So I think that they definitely got me on that realm. And then as far as moving forward, I'm looking forward to what they have. I'm enjoying it now, and I know that kind of the sky's the limit. We just have to keep supporting it, and we're looking forward to see, you know, what comes next.
Yeah, and I'd basically just be mirroring everything that you guys just said. You know, I'm just glad that we have the game. We've not had a horror franchise game, you know, in recent times like that. You know, nothing obviously from Nightmare on Elm Street or Halloween. You know, obviously,
hey, you know, Chucky and Nightmare on Elm Street are on the works, I do believe.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with those projects, but you know, we're a Friday show. I'm a Friday fan, so I'm just glad to have, you know, the Friday game. So, hey, if Nightmare comes out, awesome. If Chucky comes out, that's great too. You know, along with whatever other games come out.
But I wouldn't buy a PS4 for that.
Yeah, well, to each their own. But, you know, like I said, I'm just glad to have the game. It's a lot of fun to play. I'm more partial to the private matches. Like I said, I'd rather play with my friends and, you know, have a good time and laugh and poke at each other and, you know, just a lot of fun. It'll be interesting to see what the upgrades or updates are. But as of right now, I'm just enjoying it. You know, the scenery, the small details are awesome. I could nitpick also, you know, and talk about some of the gameplay stuff, but this isn't a Rockstar game like we talked about. You know, it is what it is. I know I've said that a bunch, but, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And anybody who has not played it yet, go over to a friend's house that has it, you know, get it yourself. You know, you won't be disappointed either way. Turn the lights off, put the headphones on, just submerse yourself and just basically put yourself in the movie and have some fun. Well, all right, that wraps up another episode of Return to Camp Blood. So please rate and review wherever you listen to the show at. If you have any questions or comments, you can contact us on our Facebook page or email at feedback@campbloodpodcast.com. This episode was brought to you by FridayThe13thFranchise.com and Never Hike Alone. Until next time.